Hi, everybody. I'm Rick Dancer. And did you notice I got rid of the good evening? I've been doing the podcast for like 5, 6, 7 years. And I noticed I keep saying good evening because for 30 years, I said that on the news every night. And some of you were watching this in the middle of the day, the middle of the night, the afternoon. And I was going, what the hell am I saying good evening for? This isn't like a newscast anymore. So anyway, thanks for being here. And we have an awesome story tonight. Local contractor company, actually they're a plumbing and electrical contractor, called me and said, we got a real interesting situation, Rick, with a homeowner, and we're going to do something for him. And I think it's a story that you would probably like. And I'm a sucker for a really good story. And this involves all of my favorite things. It involves a veteran who's also disabled, somebody just did something really screwy, and I hate when people take advantage of people, and it makes me, there's nothing, when I was in the news business, there's nothing that gets me riled faster than that. And so, you're going to hear a really cool story today and how, you know, sometimes we don't give business enough attention for the good things that they do. And this has all the stuff that you're going to be going to a cocktail party this weekend, and you're going to be talking about it because you're going to go, did you see that story about? And the reason we get to do this is because of people like Michael Pratlin, Chris Dental, Trust Caring and Trusted. He is a wonderful dentist. And not only does Michael care about your teeth, I still go to him, and I live in Montana. Every time I come back for a project, I go back to the dentist. And not only does he care about your dental care, he cares about your civil liberties and your right to have a free speech in America. And you don't find that much in a lot of people, especially after the pandemic. Also, Albert Taylor, Endless Possibilities. They work with people in our community with different abilities. If you're looking for a career that will really challenge you, but also make you go home every night and feel good about who you are, they are the organization to work for. They do some amazing stuff in our community. Adult supervision, they have people, group homes, and they also have people that live independently, and they just help them a little bit on the side. And good old Matt McCarl, New Leaf Hyperbarics and Wellness Center. If you go in, he'll give you a discount if you say you saw it on Rick Dancer. They also do light therapy and massage as well. Matt is also a big believer in people's right to speak what they believe. And our newest client, Rains Heating and Air Conditioning out of Crestwell, Oregon. Awesome people, do amazing work. They called up us and said, I love your content. I love the fact that you're letting people have their voice. Can we sponsor you? And I was like, yeah. And then my business coach says, how do you get clients? I said, they call up and ask to be part of our program. So Rains is awesome. They do some really good work. And they have a deal right now. If you get two, if you sign up for 3 maintenances on your furnace system, you get the 3rd one for half price. And here in Montana, we have Montana Oral Surgery and Dental Implant Center, and they are awesome people. If you're looking for, they're in Great Falls, Butte, Bozeman, and in Helena, and they do all kinds of great work. And our other Montana client, Fairway Independent Mortgage, Greg Hinkle. He's a great guy. He knows how to get you moved. If you're moving from Oregon, Idaho, or Montana, there's all this crap you have to do. Go figure, government putting crap in your way. Well, he knows how to get you through all that crap. So that's kind of his job and what he does. So that's our sponsors. We'll get right to the show. Thank you for putting up with me. But, you know, hey, we can't do this without those folks doing what they do. Okay, so I'm going to bring Erica right on. This is Erica. Hi, Erica. So tell Erica, where do you live? Kind of tell people a little bit about yourself.
I live in Springfield, Oregon. As you said, I'm a disabled veteran. 2008, I went to Iraq and got some shots that started causing neurological issues and couldn't stay worldwide qualified after that. So since then, I've been disabled. My grandfather passed away, and I purchased his home. The house is beautiful, but the kitchen was really small. And I looked for a contractor for about a year, had about 5 of them come out. And chose one that I actually had gotten a referral from. And, you know, we signed a contract. I was super happy that I was going to make my dream kitchen kind of happen. And he asked for about 80% down. And I thought it was high, but he, you know, said, you know,
well, you had all the recommendations and yes. You felt like this is, right. You know, this is a good thing.
Yeah. And it seemed like we really clicked and he understood my vision. And so we went ahead and I gave him the money and we started working right away. And that's kind of when it all kind of went south.
Well, I can see from behind you that the project didn't get finished.
No. It looks like it's about 20% there, but honestly, all of this has to be ripped out because none of it is permittable. So
not only did you have a contractor come in and so you paid 80% up front and then he walked out.
It took him about six and a half, 8 months to walk out, but he finally walked out. Yeah.
And now you find out that the work is not up to code.
Never permitted, not up to code, except for my subs that had come in the first month and a half of the job.
So first of all, thank you for your service. And I'm embarrassed that people, I mean, there's all kinds of creepy people, I get that. But I'm embarrassed as a human being who lives here that people would do this to anyone, but especially to a disabled veteran. I mean, that's just like, that's kind of like one of those things you just, you know what I mean? You don't do that. And so how much money are you out? I mean,
it's about 70,000.
So what did you do? I mean, what was the next step you did?
You know, I contacted a lawyer after he quit talking to me, the contractor, and, you know, the lawyer said, well, you know, you never want to give more than 30% and you want the invoices to come to you. And I said, and he goes, and it's going to cost you about $25,000 to get back anything. And good luck, because guess what? This guy doesn't have a pot to in.
Wow. So how did Rick Smith, we're going to bring him in a minute, sure. But how did Rick, that other Rick get involved in all
that? It was an amazing, I had come home and I had gotten a collection letter in the mail from the sub, one of the subs. And I had found out that he had not paid him. And I had already had to pay the architect again, even though I had paid twice. And I was just devastated. But of course, you know, they did the work on my house and I couldn't not contact them and make a payment to them. And it was going to have to be payments. I live on disability. I don't know if anybody knows what that word means, but it doesn't mean you make a lot of money.
Right.
And, you know, I called up Rick and I said, I got this collection letter in the mail. I did not know that you guys had not been paid. And of course I want to pay you. And I will, if I have to pay you $100 for 10 years, 20 years, I will, you know, but I can't give it all to you right now. And he was just floored that I was willing to do that. And he just thought it was wrong that somebody had done this, especially in our community. And he said, you know, let me talk to my boss and I'm going to get back with you. And he stayed in contact with me. And right at Christmas time, he called me with a miracle and said that he, not to worry, he had pulled the collection and that and he wanted to see what else he could do. But that was where he was at right then, which, you know, to me was huge.
So this guy comes in and so he tells you he's paying, you know, Harvey and Price and all these other subcontractors.
Yes.
And he's not.
Right.
Now, once he walks out, you realize, oh my gosh, I thought this was all being handled and it wasn't, which is what a contractor, I'm guessing, is supposed to normally do. Let's bring Rick in. So Rick, this is Rick Smith with Harvey and Price. And so you were obviously touched, and I'm guessing just from our conversations, a little bit ticked off.
Well, yeah, I mean, when we don't get paid, obviously, and we're really a commercial company. And I came here 2 years ago and to kind of build up and widen what we do. So, you know, start doing a little more residential service kind of thing. And honestly, this was the first residential project that we took on.
Huh.
And, you know, it started off all fine. We got our permits like we're supposed to and everything. And then, you know, he went silent on us also and didn't pay his bill. And you know, our standard procedure is it goes to collections. And unfortunately, that procedure goes to the address of where the work's being done.
Right. So what did you, when you figured out who Erica was and her story and stuff, tell people kind of what you've put together, what you decided to do, you and Harvey and Price. Obviously your boss, your company has to be behind you on this too.
Right. Well, when she called me, you know, it's just like she said, it was unexpected, you know, and then my first instinct is it's wrong. It's not on the homeowner. It's not on the person that hired somebody to be responsible to pay their debt.
Right.
You know, I know that's the law, but it's wrong. And you know, I talk to a lot of people on the phone every day, and I talk to people behind on bills and this and that. And I don't know, this one just kind of hit me a little different. And that's why I called her up and I said, hey, I'd just like to come over and meet you, because I just wanted to see if my instinct was right on how I felt about it. And after I met her, it was just like, you know, this is a big project for someone that has a home, but in our world, it's not a huge project. So my first thought was, I talked to my immediate boss, said, this is what I want to do. He was all behind it. You know, so we pulled the collections, and then I contacted several of my connections around town, bigger contractors, this and that, and got them involved.
And so tell people what you're doing.
Well, our goal, if we can get everybody on board, is we're going to come in and we're going to finish her project. And everybody's just going to donate it, their time and their materials and everything.
Okay. I get a little choked up. I'm watching Erica and I'm going, okay, I'm not supposed to be the one crying here, but that is so, so Erica, what is that? I mean, this has probably been just a real shit show.
That's a great way to say it. I have had such emotional turmoil with this. My migraines have increased again to 5 a week because of the stress of everything, and just my contractor's constant excuses and constant saying he's going to do something. We talk it through and it would just fall apart, or it would take, you know, three times of doing it to make it even look presentable. And it just month after month after month of that. And then honestly, the final straw was the collection, because I had just paid the architect because I was trying to get the permit that was never set up for my project. And so I was literally just at my, I don't know what to do here. God, universe, something has to happen, because I'm living with a hot plate and a microwave, and I don't use microwaves. So what does that tell you?
So wait, is the microwave bad for your head?
Yeah.
So what, how long has this been like that?
Project started in March. Oh, my migraines or the?
No, the March, the project.
Yeah, started in March, the first week in March.
So then, Rick, you start looking this over and you're, you know, an expert at this stuff, and you're going, Erica, we have good news. We're going to try to put this project together. But the bad news is none of this passes the
Well, unfortunately, you know, we had pulled a permit. We had got all of our work inspected. It, you know, passed. It's all per code, everything. But, you know, being around this enough, when I walked in, I'm like, okay, he tried to do all the electrical himself. He wasn't an electrician. You know, he had a CCB. He lost it. But I even knew that the framing was wrong, you know, and I'm just like, what is this guy doing?
So Rick, what's your advice to people when they're hiring a contractor like this? I mean, it seems like Erica did the main thing she did wrong was the giving the 80%. But other than that, what can people do to kind of to avoid this thing from happening?
Well, it's tough to really tell you, especially if this is the first time you've ever done it. But you know, you have to almost go over on your due diligence in researching and getting recommendations. Unfortunately, online reviews, you really can't count on that much anymore because they can be so many of them can be faked.
Yeah.
You know, so it's basically asking for references and, you know, checking online, checking their CCB, seeing if there's been any other complaints, you know, having them give you copies of all the paperwork as they go through. Hey, I want a copy of all the invoices. I want the permit number right up front. You know, it's unfortunate that you can't trust people anymore. It just really is. But you almost have to go into everything with, okay, I don't trust them, so I'm going to make them earn my trust.
Erica, what's your advice? What have you learned?
I've learned never to give more than 20%. I've learned exactly what Rick said. You know, you have to get the invoices from the subs and the work that's being done, and you only pay again each month a certain amount as time goes on.
So when somebody gives you a contractor ABC, every month he's billing for whatever, let's say Harvey and Price did, whatever his framing guy did, blah, 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 blah. You're seeing it itemized. So you're not paying for anything that didn't get done.
And then you're actually paying them yourself.
Right.
Out of that pool of money that is on the contract that says, because like I said earlier, I paid the architect. He came to me and said, oh, the architect's ready to get paid and the engineer. And I said, okay, well, come to find out, I gave him the money for it, but he never paid it. And then he tacked on $500.
Oh, was that his, I'm going to screw you fee?
That's his handling fee.
Oh,
$500.
So this guy's no longer working. Can we say that?
No.
Good.
Not under a license, at least.
Yeah. So people need to be really careful and do their due diligence and figure this kind of stuff out.
Well, and honestly, the CC, even the bonds, even when they say they're bonded in the state of Oregon, you know, it's usually only $25,000. Well, this is a lot more than that.
Right.
I got to check their bond amount.
I think what he thought was that the bond was actually bondage of the client. this is so crazy. So how long did you serve in Iraq?
I was there for almost 6 months.
And can I ask you, and you can tell me no,
sure.
But what happened? Like what are you disabled from?
Right when I went over for chemical warfare, I had to have shots. And I had a neurological reaction to them and started getting migraines almost daily. And I had them while I was over there. And then as soon as I came back, I couldn't even work at my job, you know, doing my job in the military. And it was just decided that I needed to get out because of medical reasons.
So it's like a vaccine they give you to prevent you from getting
dying from chemical exposure so that I could do my job and help other people survive.
So how do you feel about that?
How did I feel about that?
I mean, now, like,
I hate the migraines, but I signed on the dotted line to lay down my life or hurt or get hurt. And it really is no different than somebody who lost a leg or has PTSD, you know, it's a disability that happened.
So what made you want to go over and serve your country?
I believe in the United States, and I believe our freedoms are important, and, you know, world power is very, as we're seeing, as we lose our power, and we're not able to be a dominant force because our military is reducing so significantly, and they're taking away, really, in my opinion, they're taking away a lot of what the military used to stand for and how they train their military, and it's starting to show up. And so when I was in, it was you lay down your life, and now, you know, my nephew's in, and it's a playground, and it's not going to serve us.
So I know we're getting a little off track, but I don't think we really are. Do you worry about our freedom in this country?
Of course I do.
You paid a huge price. I've never had a migraine, but everybody I know that has them, it's just, I feel so bad for them. And they've had them since birth. Yours is caused by a choice you made, but you had to make in order to go serve your country. And now you see what's going on. What do you have? What are your concerns about what's going on right now? Without getting overly political.
Sounds very overly political.
Are you concerned about your freedom?
Of course, I'm very concerned about my freedom.
Huh. Yeah, it's so interesting. So when you look at all that this has done, I think it's really brave of you to come on, because I don't think it's not, you made a mistake, but you didn't know. I wouldn't know if contractor comes in and says, here's what we do. You pay me 80%, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to think, okay, I'm getting my work done. And, you know, until I get to somebody like an expert, like Rick Smith, not Rick Dancer. And Rick Smith says, you know, so maybe another thing people should do is you hire a contractor, and then maybe you should go check with a builders association, Rick, would that be something to do? Or if to find out what is normal for people to be charging and doing with us, you know?
Yeah. And you can search their business license online. It'll tell you how long they've been in business, how much work they've done. Do they have any complaints? You know, you can do a lot of, you know, deep search on it. If you feel it's necessary, obviously, you know, there's a lot of contractors in all the trades around town that have a good reputation, you know, that have been here for 20, 30, 40 years, you know, that you don't have to go that deep on.
Right.
But the smaller ones, you know, you really do.
And did he have any, this guy have, when you checked again, did he have bad things against him that you saw?
When I went to check on him, his license already been pulled.
Okay.
But he was, from what I could tell, fairly new. He hadn't been in business for a long time.
Which I did know. That was probably my only real red flag that I chose to ignore. Because he was a little bit younger. He was in his 30s. And he had another business prior, which he was starting out contracting, but he had worked for bigger contractors. And, you know, he said all the right things. And so I was like, okay. But in my defense, the reference that I got was for him and somebody else who was both on the license. And, that second person did not start with him. So I don't know if that other person on the license was the one that was kind of the finisher and the real doer, and this one was the one that was the talker and the excuse maker.
Yeah. you know.
And here's the other thing that I really recommend is, you know, right away he started with migraines. And so I was really sympathetic to that. And I was like, that's fine. You know, just don't come today. Come when you're better. And then it was a toothache. And then it was, oh, I have to go handle this. And oh, I need to go handle that. And he would have this guy working for him who was useless. And then they'd have to keep redoing stuff. And it just kept progressing from there. And I said to him, I said, do you realize how much, you know, this was a 9-week project and we're 4 or 5 months into this already, you know, and my house is a bomb and I don't want to live like this forever. You know, this was supposed to be a dream kitchen, not a nightmare kitchen. And so definitely so once they start making the excuses, pull back as fast as you can.
Oh God, I hear that. I hear that from people all the time. I think, you know what I mean? I think that's also to me, a really, and I'm not trying to overly promote you, Rick, at all. People who know me know I don't do this stuff, but I think it's also a good reason to go to find somebody that's been around for a long time, like Harvey Price, you know, other companies like that. There's a lot of good electrical company, those kind of places out there to know what you're doing. Now, obviously when you're hiring a contractor, there's a lot of people that are on their own, but yeah. And it is just so sad that we live in a world where you really can't trust people very much, you know, which I think is what warms me about this story is then Rick, you're going out of your way to pull all these people together and go, we can't change the world. We can't solve all the problems, but we can make life for one disabled veteran a little bit better and get her away from her microwave and give her a really, and a hot plate and give her a cooktop and an oven where she can actually cook on her own and washing dishes. Where do you wash your dishes?
In my bathroom sink.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I've done this remodel thing before. We had a trailer outside and my wife was so sick of living in our remodel because we lived in it. And she'd go like you are, that she'd make dinner. And then she goes, you have to go out and cook it in the trailer. We borrowed a trailer from people. And she goes, here's how you do it. Go cook it. I cannot go in that trailer one more time. I'm so sick of this.
So I would love to have a trailer right now.
Oh my God. Wouldn't you? Oh, yeah. So if anybody would like to donate a trailer to Erica, contact Luke Smith at Harvey and Price. And we can get you a trailer so she can at least do this while they're finishing the project. So Rick, now last thing. So you're going back to different people, not obviously involved in the project, but experts that can do all this kind of work to try to get this all put together for her.
I've got a contractor that I do a lot of work with. I took him over and Erica met him, and I can say their name, I'm assuming. It's John Highland Construction.
Oh, see, big, important, great, wonderful people.
And I do a lot of commercial work with them, and you know, they have contacts with every kind of sub that you can imagine, you know. So I just got with them and I said, is there anything we can do? And they jumped right on board and came over and you know, obviously I'm sure there's a lot more stories out there like this.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it'd be great to do something with, you know, with everybody. But I think the main thing here and the main thing for contacting you was it's like any other thing. It only takes one bad person to give a whole slew of people a bad name.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, we just want to say, okay, you know, not all contractors are like this. Yeah. There is a little bit of compassion out there, you know, and you know, the veteran thing got to me too, because I'm a huge supporter of the armed forces and you know, anybody that goes anywhere and does anything with the military, I just have a lot of respect for them. And I don't think they always get treated like they should.
Right. Well, especially in this case, and Erica puts her.
Right.
That is putting your life on the line. I mean, you will never be the same person because of this migraine thing. And it's not small. And the other thing I'd say too, I remember the family, I don't know if Rick, if you were around then, but this has been quite a few years ago, but, a family, the Reynolds family in Springfield, had a son who was severely disabled. He's passed since then. But And I feel like Highland was involved, but a bunch of companies in Springfield got together and built this family a home so that the boy could live. He was, you know, in a bed, basically in a wheelchair. And then it got worse and worse and worse, but they built him a home and they paid nothing. So yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, those are that's why when you wrote me and emailed me and I thought, oh yeah, this is my kind of story. And then it also you get to talk about, you know, to a veteran and somebody who's going to get their life back together. But man, what a mess. And so, John, thank you for one, contacting me, and two, for doing what you do. And to Harvey and Bryce and all the others that you're getting, Highland Construction and the other folks that you're going to get involved in this. When you get them all done, you know, send me something, let me know, and I'd be happy to put their name out there. Whole team would just put their names out there and stuff like that. And maybe, and Erica, thank you for what you did. And I hope I didn't make you uncomfortable asking you questions. But when I have somebody here like that, I think that everybody out there just kind of wants to know, and your, you know, little things like that. So I hope that was okay. And I can't wait to see your kitchen. When you get the kitchen done, send me some video from your camera, and then John or Rick will send me the names of all the people involved, and then I'll just throw it out online and say what happened. That's what we can do to finish it off, to, you know, and you know, you'll be in your kitchen like dancing.
Most definitely.
Okay. Erica, thanks for taking the time. Rick, again, thank you for contacting me.
I appreciate you doing this too.
Oh, no, we appreciate your stuff and what you guys, what the business community does out there. All right. See you guys later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So that's what it is, you guys. Can you imagine if everybody got together and did stuff like that? Like, you know, there's a lot of Ericas out there. There's a lot of people out there that need things. And then I was reading an article the other day, and they said, you know, they're talking about homelessness. And they said, if we all got together and got really serious about doing stuff, and all of us put something into that, America, we're rich people. We're a wealthy nation. And we should be able to take better care of people. And when people get, you know, I'm going to use vernacular, when people get screwed over, you can make it better. And I will bet you a ton of money that this says so much to Erica, that in 10 years, what happened to her, the bad, is not going to really matter. What the story is going to be is how the business community came together and made it right. So what can you make right in your own world today to people around you? You know, sometimes it's just saying hi. Sometimes it's just hanging out with people, asking them questions. I'll tell you one more real quick story because it's my show and I can. The other day, a guy at the pool, big, heavy dude, kind of nobody talks to him. Nobody says much. And I just felt this little voice in my head say, you need to know that guy's name and never forget it. So I walked up to him. I said, what's your name? He said, Nathan. And I kept calling him Nathan because I wanted to remember. And he would just look at me when I say Nathan, because that's his name and people don't pay attention to him. And all of a sudden people were using his name. That little thing is a big deal. So go find a Nathan in your life. I'm Rick Dancer. This is Get Real with Rick Dancer. Share it on your page. Send it to other people. We're just here to make people see different things that they can do. And you know what? It's not going to change unless you change it. So have a good night.